outcomes framework and measures and indicators. Absolutely Everyone introduced an outcomes framework built around the four pillars of the plan. Vision. An inclusive Victoria which supports people with disability to live satisfying, everyday lives. Domain. Inclusive communities. Outcomes. Connection. People with disability are active participants in communities aligned with their interests and identities. Inclusion. Victoria's communities and places are welcoming and inclusive for people with disability. Accessibility. The built and natural environment is accessible to Victorians with disability. Mobility. People with disability are able to move around and get to the places they want to go. Domain. Health, housing and well-being. Outcomes. Health. People with disability achieve their optimal mental and physical health. Housing. People with disability have housing choices that are flexible, suitable, affordable and accessible. Well-being. People with disability experience a high level of well-being in all aspects of their lives. Domain. Fairness and safety. Outcomes. Respect. People with disability are as recognised and respected as any other citizen. Safety. People with disability live in safety and feel secure and protected. Opportunity. People with disability have equal opportunities to identify, pursue and achieve their aspirations. Domain. Contributing lives. Outcomes. Education and skills. People with disability actively engage and succeed in education and learning. Employment. People with disability are engaged in flexible and sustainable employment and have opportunities to develop and succeed. Economic independence. People with disability generate income through employment, business ownership and entrepreneurship and participate freely as consumers. Influence. People with disability hold positions of leadership and responsibility across the private, public and community sectors. Absolutely Everyone also committed to developing indicators and measures to support its monitoring. A selection of key indicators and measures is outlined below. The full set of indicators and measures, along with supporting information, is provided in Appendix 1. Wherever possible, baseline data has been noted against measures. Inclusive communities. Outcome. Connection. People with disability are active participants in communities aligned with their interests and identities. Indicator. Increase social connections. Measure. Proportion of people with disability who report they are involved in a social group. Outcome. Inclusion. Victoria's communities and places are welcoming and inclusive for people with disability. Indicator. Increase positive community attitudes. Measure. Increase in positive community attitudes towards people with disability. Outcome. Accessibility. The built and natural environment is accessible to Victorians with disability. Indicator. Increase public transport accessibility. Measure. Proportion of buses that are accessible. Proportion of public transport stops that are accessible. Indicator. Increase spaces and places with universal design. Measure. Proportion of dwellings in Victoria that are built according to principles of universal design. Outcome. Mobility. People with disability are able to move around and get to the places they want to go. Indicator. Increase access to transport. Measure. Proportion of people with disability who are not able to use some or any form of public transport. Proportion of people with disability who had trouble getting a job due to transport problems or are not looking for work due to lack of transport. Indicator. Increase mobility. Measure. Proportion of people with disability who report being able to make at least one trip away from home per day. Health, housing and well-being. Outcome. Health. people with disability achieve their optimal mental and physical well-being. Indicator: increase physical health. Measure: proportion of people with disability who report either very good or excellent self-rated health. Indicator: increase mental health. Measure: proportion of people with disability who report psychological distress. Outcome: housing. People with disability have housing choices that are flexible, suitable, affordable, and accessible. Indicator: increase affordable housing for people with disability. Measure: proportion of people with disability who are in the lowest 40% of the income distribution whose housing costs exceed 30% of their household income. Indicator: increase stable and secure housing. Measure: proportion of people with disability who report being able to pay their rent or mortgage on time. Indicator: increase suitable housing. Measure: proportion of people with disability who report being satisfied with the home in which they live. Outcome: well-being. People with disability experience a high level of well-being in all aspects of their lives. Indicator: increase overall life satisfaction. Measure: proportion of people with disability who report overall life satisfaction being 7 or higher on a scale of 1 to 10. Fairness and safety. Outcome: respect. People with disability are as recognised and respected as any other citizen. Indicator: decrease disability-related discrimination. Measure: proportion of people with disability reporting disability-related discrimination in the last 12 months. Outcome: safety. People with disability live in safety and feel secure and protected. Indicator: increase community safety. Measure: proportion of people with disability who report feeling unsafe at home after dark. Proportion of people with disability experiencing at least one incident of crime in the past 12 months. Indicator: reduce experiences of interpersonal violence. Measure: proportion of people with disability experiencing physical violence. Proportion of people with disability experiencing stalking and harassment. Proportion of people with disability experiencing sexual violence. Indicator: reduce prevalence and impact of abuse and neglect. Measure: proportion of people with disability experiencing abuse or neglect in the past 12 months. Outcome: opportunity. People with disability have equal opportunities to identify, pursue, and achieve their aspirations. Indicator: increase opportunities to pursue and achieve aspirations. Measure: proportion of people with disability who feel they are satisfied with what they are achieving in life. Contributing lives. Outcome: employment. People with disability are engaged in flexible and sustainable employment and have opportunities to develop and succeed. Indicator: increase employment. Measure: proportion of people with disability who report being employed. Indicator: increase job quality. Measure: overall job quality. Proportion of people with disability who are employed in low quality jobs, at least one of low job control, high job demand, high job insecurity, low fairness of pay. Proportion of people with disability who feel they have a low fairness of pay. Outcome: economic independence. People with disability generate income through employment, business ownership, and entrepreneurship, and participate freely as consumers. Indicator: improve financial stability and economic independence. Measure: median income of people with disability. Proportion of people with disability who report not being able to pay their electricity, gas, or telephone bills on time. Outcome: influence. People with disability hold positions of leadership and responsibility across the private, public, and community sectors. Indicator: increase involvement in civic activities. Measure: proportion of people with disability who report being involved in a civic or political group, proportion of people with disability who report they are able to have a say within the general community on important issues. Indicator: increased leadership opportunities. Measure: increase in proportion of people with disability in senior roles of influence, public and private.